The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to The Barrington Show with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guide to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of the Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Barrington Show. I tell you, I love that tune, the intro tune. I'm always rocking to it when I hear it played. Welcome to the Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. We are aiming to raise you to a higher level of consciousness, to let you know that you are limitless and we don't have a cap above us, a dome of any sort that tells us that we can only go so high or reach so far or expand our minds so big. We are limitless, so everything that we want to achieve or accomplish, it's within ourselves and we can get there. Welcome to the show. We talk about spirituality. We talk about philosophy. Our aim here is to connect you to your spiritual guides or your angels or however you label them. So you have your instructions that you can communicate effectively with the person, the creator, not the person, the creator of you, which is you. So you have to understand that you create all that you are. Being a part of this existence on the planet will tell you that this is the only place, and it's a conversation I was having this week with someone, and it's the only place known that you could turn your thoughts into reality. We choose to come here to experience life. When we get here, we forget our purpose because we were trained other ways by others and led down other paths. Other people has picked our religion for us and tell us how to travel and how to do everything, and that's their idea. If we were left alone, we would remain connected to spirituality. We would get our instinctive instructions as how to function, how to be a part of all that there is. We're all created equal. We're all the same. We've come from the same source by the same method, and that's why we're here, aiming to do the very same thing. So the goal here is to find your spiritual connection. I have said recently that if you are a praying person or you're meditating or however means, whatever means it takes you to connect to your source, we're all speaking to the same one source because that's all that there is, the one source. We're speaking many different languages, but we're speaking to the same entity, the same existence, the same creator, the same part of the great wave. Your communication, whichever method you take, you are still relaying that information to the same source that I would be doing spirituality. When we learn of a group or a method or a way to study ways to connect to all that there is, it's isolating us from others, and we often criticize theirs, thinking that ours is better. It's not. It's the same. Different methods, but the result end up being the same. Like I've said on the show many times, all rivers leads to the ocean. Every single one of them. And if you can equate the rivers being your religion or your religious belief or however you look at life, you are heading into spirituality. Don't allow anything, anyone, any source to stop you or step in your way. I am saying all of that is to set up the very next thing we're going to talk about today. But in the meantime, welcome. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being a part of us. And like I said, we aim to take you to a higher level of consciousness for you to wake up and realize there's more to you than you're familiar with. I want to say now, and I will say later again, when you are held captive physically, your mind is still free. You have to learn the difference with the body and the mind and realize they both reside in the same place. One is living within the other, but they are separate. If you're restricted as to your movements, your location, anywhere you want to go, if COVID is keeping you at home, your mind is still free to roam, to experience, to explore, to open the possibilities of all things are created by you. Open the possibilities that you are not restricted. You have the ability to cure yourself by the thoughts you carry. Equally, harm yourself by the thoughts you carry or you hold on to. The malice, the anger, the hate, the frustration, all those things that won't benefit us. If you're seeking the kingdom of heaven, you're doing the very same thing that I am. I just label it differently. I think in one of the great religious books, they say, first seeketh the kingdom of heaven. And that is just a state of mind that says all things are good. And you could go there in a second and be there and live that way. Or you could feed the wolf in the stomach, the good or the bad, interpretive good. And we want to be able to get the best out of our existence. We want to be able to get the best part of our lives. We want to be able to live our best self. Learn to live at a higher level of consciousness. Open your mind and expand and explore. Step out of the small box that somebody has forced you into because you're not supposed to be there. Express yourself. Learn who you are. Learn thyself. Unto thine own self be true. Learn who you are. Truly tap into who you are. Learn that. And if you're studying a particular religion and you're focused on it, and this is what it is and nothing else, you're making a mistake. You're holding on to the ear of an elephant, and many other parts are labeled, such as many other different religions are labeled. But once you step back and experience the entirety of it, you're seeing the full elephant, which is who we are. We're not elephants. We're just, I'm simply saying that our spirituality is the totality of our existence. And once we aim to get there, our river is flowing towards it. Our religious beliefs that we have is flowing towards that source. We are equal in every way possible. And the source, the thoughts we were supposed to have was supposed to be a direct conduit. The religious teachings were supposed to be a direct conduit that would take you to your home. That's the source that you've come from. We had a question a while back, and the question was asked as to who created us. Well, we are our own creators. There isn't a factory, and I said this last show, there isn't a factory that pops us out. There isn't a factory that makes us who we are, build a body for us. We are our own creators in the physical as well as in the mental. When you get here, you create the path that you want to be on. Others has influenced us to do other things. But you are your own creator. The God that exists is you. The source that divides the non-believers versus the believers is very thin. They choose not to believe it. It doesn't necessarily make it not real. They choose not to believe. Open your eyes. Open your heart. Wake up. Expand on what you know. Welcome to all my old-time listeners. Welcome to all the new listeners. As you're tuned into the Barrington Show on Sunday, happy Sunday. It's a beautiful Sunday up here in Canada where we're broadcasting from. Thank you very much for being a part of this show. Hang out. Today we're going to speak about spirituality. The name of our show today is Feeling Regrets. And I'm going to jump right into that. We got an email last week, and we didn't have enough time to answer it on the air. The question was, I am feeling regrets from wanting to study more of spirituality or merge over into spirituality, feeling regrets. Well, you shouldn't. And I'll say why. That was from Erica, and she sent that in last week. We didn't have a chance to address it, so here we go. What you've been taught from day one, maybe even before the first day, is how to conduct your mannerism, your behavior, your activities, your friends, your social circle, all these things we were taught from day one. And it was based on a particular style or method of religion. Everything that you are today was given to you by someone else, and they're telling you this is the way. And if you didn't follow this way, you are flawed, you are wrong, you're going back, you know, you're breaking some laws. It is hard to put that down, because every thought that you have every day that you do is based on the information that was given to you at a very young age. You become an adult and you want to walk around and you're seeing other things. You've experienced other things. You've stepped out of that box and look around. And occasionally your mind drags you back into it, believing that this doesn't seem right, or it is not the way I was told it should be. Well, here you are in your adult years, and this is the moment for you to realize that what you were taught is truth. However, it's not the entire truth. There's more. There's a broader perspective. There's a bigger ocean to explore. All the rivers, including the one that you're journeying on, leads to the ocean. The ocean is what I consider the realm of spirituality, the home. You're heading there. At some point, somebody did a blockage, build a dam, build a lake, a pond, something of the sorts that stopped you and told you if you didn't follow these rules, you're not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. Actually, I think they go as far as saying you're going to burn in hell. And that's wrong. The journey. So to put aside all that you've learned for that many years of your life, then it's difficult. When you open your mind and explore and step towards all that there is, we're all seeking the same answers. Questions are asked differently, but we're seeking the same answers. We're seeking the kingdom of heaven. And it has quoted in the Bible that you believe that first we should seek the kingdom of heaven. That is a state of mind. I said this before, it wasn't received very well, but there isn't a physical heaven out there unless you've created it where you are today. Once you leave this earth, you leave the body, you travel on, you go through your transitional period, and you end up back into the spiritual world where everything is the same. We're all a part of the same. We're equal to each. When you're told otherwise, you have the ability now, everyone, to step up and source it out for themselves. You pray to your creator, your God, your Allah, your Messiah, the Buddha, whoever it is that you try to connect to, they're still a part of the same source that we're trying to connect to. We're saying don't live your life believing the entire elephant is just the trunk. We're saying expand your mind and learn that the elephant has a lot more parts to it than just a tail or a belly or back leg. There's a lot more to it. So your duty is to expand your abilities to go out and find the truth for you. To thine own self be true. Learn all you can about you. And you, as in everybody who's listening to the show. I say to everybody, welcome home. I say this quite often, and usually I'm saying this because you have found the home. Get in there, swim around, experience it, learn. And the ideas that you may have been told in the past that isn't accurate according to what you will discover in your new journey, your new path, your new home, it isn't wrong. It is just different from the truth. They have told you what they know, and they've done their best. So be thankful that they tried to educate you and not to see the negative of what, you know, we think it could have been. You are home. What matters is you're here. You're understanding it. Expand what you were taught. The knowledge that was given to you should have been a direct conduit to take you from riverhead to ocean, a rivertop to ocean. Somewhere along the line, we realize somebody has changed it, and now we use it for war, for power, for control, definitely for control. But the ideas that were given to you in an earlier part of your life isn't, they're not bad ideas. They're just different from what you know now. They might have been a good tool to govern you growing up and kept you out of trouble. Let's be thankful for that. It might have been a good tool that kept you out of what potentially they saw as danger. Be thankful for that. Some of the information that was given to you has been very useful to you in your existence today. How you conduct your life, how you conduct your family, how you do all that you do. There's a lot of positivity that was along the journey that you've traveled thus far, but now you're at the entrance of the ocean and you're going to go in and experience a lot more. The ideas that were given to you and were beneficial to your life, you need to be thankful for that because it does exist and it is making you who you are today. Now take that and go further with it. Expand on what you've been taught and do not allow yourself to be dragged back into a pond, into an aquarium, into a riverbed, or, you know, a lake. Your destination is the ocean. And there is only one body of water. It's all connected pretty much as there is only one spirituality. We're all connected. I say all of that to say, expand your mind, learn that you're limitless, and step up and accept your true self. Welcome, everybody. Welcome home. If you're hearing me, you're searching. If you're searching, it's the right thing to do because you now know that there's another path. I said earlier that if you're captive and you're held, you're restricted. Only the body. The body is physically restricted. The mind is free to roam. Always. Anyone can take away the physicality of you from you, but they cannot take away the mind. It's yours to expand and to grow, to capitalize, to see how far you can reach. If you put that bucket 10 feet up, you're going to get to it. If you put it 20 feet up, you're going to get to it. If you put it 100 feet up, you're going to get to it. Why not put it 1,000 and try hard? And you'll get to it. In this journey, you will always pick up a lot as you travel through. I've always told people, and I say this all the time, if you got an arrow to throw through life, aim for the stars. Do not aim for the bird. Because if you aim for the stars, you miss, you might hit a planet, a moon, or hit a cloud, or hit something else. A lot of other things to hit before you crash into the ground. Aim high is what I'm trying to say. Aim high. And as high as you can possibly imagine. And believe it or not, it's higher than your greatest imagination. Set your standards really high because you are able, you are capable, you have it within you. We are limitless. There is no bowl or glass or dome built above us. We're not in a dome. We're exposed to all that there is. Imagine what's at the end of your universe, more space. And at the end of that is just more space. And at the end of that is just more space. So we are limitless as to where we can go, where we can travel, what we can experience. But I have to tell you, the body does have restrictions. I don't know of anybody that could fly 600 miles an hour. Not at all. But, you know, we have a device that could take us that fast. So we were able to create it because we are the creator. And if you want a perfect example of the ability to come to this planet and make things actual, you're sitting on a chair right now. That was a thought of somebody else. You're listening to the radio right now. That was a thought of someone else. You got in the car and drove around the block and went down the street to pick up milk. That was a thought from someone else. So this is the place for that to happen. You have that ability to create what you want. Don't allow yourself to be restricted. If you don't follow the rules that was laid out for you, you're not going to be going to the HE double hockey stick place because it doesn't exist unless you bring it on yourself. And be very careful of the words that you use because it could be very harsh on you. Allow yourself to expand. Do not abandon what you've learned. Expand on it. The river does go to the ocean. Inevitably, you're going to reach it. And there is only one body of water. We just named it in different names. There's only one. There's no divide between them. We just labeled it, much like we label everything that we're being told and being taught. It's just a label that we've created. It's non-existent. Do we have any emails there.
Yes, we have a couple of emails. Mike wrote in towards the beginning of the show, and he says, always a pleasure to listen to you. You make my Sunday afternoon. That's from Mike. Mike, we don't know where you're from, but thank you very much for that. And Pam writes in and says, if there's no heaven, per se, then are we rewarded anywhere after our life here on Earth because we did good, or not rewarded because we did bad? That's interesting to find out. And that's Pam. And back to you.
Okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to take Pam's first and deal with that. Reward. What does that really mean? Isn't that, you know, great for you, but not so good for others? There is no heaven per se, and there is no reward. I think the greatest reward you can accomplish is to realize who you are. Wake up. Be a part of now. Live. Live now. There is no great prize in heaven. You're not going to get, I can't remember the number, maybe 15 virgins when you die and go to heaven. You're not going to get a nicer part of the couch or milk and honey, like a lot of the religions talk about. When you go to the physical world, when you've come to the physical world and you're going back to the spiritual world, you would have left all the baggage that you've picked up here and go home without them. Home meaning the spiritual existence. If you go on a vacation, you enjoy the beach, the swim, the sunshine, all that great stuff, but you can't bring it home with you. So you have to leave it right where it is. When you've come to this planet, you're doing the very same thing. For an experience, and you've lived the life, you went through the awesomeness, and here you are. You're going to go back through what I call the filtration process, where you have to allow all the negativities that you've gathered here to fall apart from you. And for you to continue your spiritual life, where there's no hate, there's no malice, there's no language, there's no grudge, there's no curvaceous any part of anybody. It's the spiritual world. We've come here with to experience life through the body. So there isn't, I think the reward is now. And I've always had an issue of hearing a lot of the religious practices that I was fed that the reward is at the end of this journey. Well, it makes no sense to just be, you know, contained now. And if you do a good job of being contained, once you leave here, then you'll be rewarded. Make no sense. The life that we should be living is now and now. Oh, did I mention now? Because while you're here experiencing the now, you are living to your full potential, the ability to bring yourself into consciousness, to accept the fact that this is now, here and now, and it will never come back. A wise man once says, you can't step in the same river twice. And it's accurate because it changes every second. So the first foot in is going to experience something different than the second foot in. So therefore, you cannot repeat what you have. And therefore, all we have is the now. And this is why I emphasize all the time, act now. Live the best life now. The journey that comes, tomorrow never comes. Every day you wake up, there's a tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes. It's now. Yesterday is gone. Nothing you can do about it. Now is the only time. It's now. Act now. There isn't a reward. There's no gold and silver and riches. But if somebody was trying to sell me something, if I was going to sell something to someone, I'd probably use those words. Yeah, sure, come on over. We got a big screen TV and lots of alcohol in the fridge and all that stuff. You know, just give me a ride home. It'll be great. This is me selling something that's going to benefit me in the long run. If somebody's promising you a greater life after this, just ask them, how do they know? And can they show me? Give me an example. Give me an email, a text, something that showed me this great life. Or is it just a phantom that you've made up in your mind that satisfies you? Give me something tangible. And I want everybody to remember this phrase. A promise is only comforting to foolish people. And you're not a fool. Promises are only comforting to people, foolish people. So tell me, show me, because we do know action speaks greater volumes than words. So do show me this wonderful place that you're talking about. Oh, you have to believe it for it to exist. So the only reason you think it's real is because you believe it. The only reason it's real is because you believe it. What if you're not convinced and you don't believe it? Then it's not real. Experience it. Tap into your own source. We're all seeking the same kingdom of heaven. for whatever great reasons that we think, but the life that you're living is now. Is now, right now. There is no tomorrow, later on, this afternoon, next week, or after COVID. I had to throw that in. It's now. Your mind is free to create all you want to create. Live it now. Don't plan for tomorrow. Every single one of us go through school in our mid-20s, and then we get this great career, and we work like a slave until, well, when you retire, you can enjoy it. Well, there's a perfect example. How many of us do we know that has worked and gone through all this training and practicing and educating to get to a point where we keel over and die before we have an opportunity to do the dance of victory, have a celebratory beer, and then it doesn't happen. It could have, but a lot of times it doesn't, because then by that point, you're older, you're broken, your interest has changed. You don't have those legs to do the dance anymore. Live it now. Live it now. You do have to prepare and carry your own load so you can sustain your own life while you're here. The body requires certain things you have to produce to be able to do that. But the concept of working and gathering all the nuts and putting them down until you get into your mid-60s, early 70s, you can enjoy them. You don't. A lot of us don't. Not the way we would have had we done the dance when the music was playing. It would have been more satisfying. It will be more satisfying when you learn the concept of living now. When you tap into your spirituality and you become one with all that there is, you will soon learn that this is the time. It is now. It is only now. Now is when that's all we've got. Mike, sorry, I had to explain that. Pam, thank you very much for that email. I hope the answer to it was satisfying for you. And listen to our show often. We take you into a journey that expresses, gives you the ability to open your own mind to express all that you want for yourself. Satisfaction resides within you. So does happiness and all these great things. That was for Pam and everyone else who can relate to what she was asking. Mike, thank you very much. You're appreciating the show. I hope you seem to be enjoying it. So this is a good thing. Continue doing such. We're opening the door. We're introducing you to spirituality. We're telling you that there's nothing wrong with you. You're not flawed. You're not a lesser. You're not hated by any great source other than those who wants to prove dominance. Well, how do you prove the non-existence? You can't prove dominance, whatever that word is, because it does not exist. So you create this fictitious way to manipulate others to make them think that you're greater. There's a flaw within that own action right there. If you're trying to convince me that you're better, how are you better? How are you greater? Well, first of all, why are you trying to convince me? We've come from the same mix, the same batch, the same brew, the same piece of pie. Why do you feel your part is better? There's a flaw within that thought. And this is what we're trying to explain, that if you're feeling that you're greater and then you're better, please try to explain it to me. Or if I'm not important at all, just explain it to yourself. How are you better? And once you get that answer, you will treat others nicer. If you didn't get the answer, dig again. Do it again. Oh yeah, do it again. And once you learn that it's not possible for better to occur, you will reflect on the fact that the source or the idea or the bullying is coming from within, which is where everything lives. It's from within. So what is it that is fractured in me or not up to par, up to snuff, that's telling me I'm greater? That's the flaw within itself. It's not telling you that, because deep within you know the truth. You just choose to act different. You can't be better. It's not possible. You could be a better singer because you practiced it, or better lumberjack because you practiced it, a better physique because you've worked on it, but it doesn't make you the better source, the entity, all that there is. You've come from the same source by the same method. You're a chip off that old block that is all the same. So if you're falling, if you're feeling within that you're falling under the radar or thinking you're insufficient or not as significant, quit comparing yourself to somebody else. Don't do that. Every snowflake that falls out there is a different shape or size or something from each other. Every single one of them. So I was told I didn't count them all. But every single one of them are different. But together, they make a nice bed or a nice blanket or a nice something. A snowman. Together, collectively. We're supposed to be doing the same. You've come here by yourself, you've created your existence, you've created the life that you're living, and you now have the ability, or know that you have the ability, to manipulate that into anything you want it to be, regardless of what situation you're in today. If you're not feeling well, you can cure yourself. If you're sick, you can fix it. If you're not happy with what you see, when you see yourself, you can fix that. Don't put something on top of that to cover it up and think you like the something. You know underneath that something, that cover up, that camouflage, the fake car, the big house, the big nails, the everything else. You know underneath all that there's a true you. There's the true you. And that's what we're trying to say. The cover isn't really impressing anybody. But what it's doing is depressing you. Everybody's aware of the cover. The makeup, the fancy look, all these things. But we don't talk about it. If my hair falls off and I put a toupee on it, I know it's not real. Who am I trying to convince? And why am I trying to convince somebody of something that is, it is what it is? The cover doesn't work. You're impressing yourself. No, you're depressing yourself, sorry. Because tomorrow you'll have to put up a bigger cover. And the days after tomorrow, if it does occur, you have to put up a bigger tomorrow. So the focus should be concentrate on you, make you the better, the best, the strongest as you could possibly be. Reach as high as possible. Allow yourself to grow from within because that's where the strength lives. The entity that makes you you is equal to every single body out there. The shape's different, culture's different, colors are different. But the source, the engine that is pushing that motor is all the same. Only that some shape like a boat and like a car or like a motorcycle or, I don't know, houseboat or whatever you want to call it. But the engine that's pushing it is the same. Same concept, same torque, same force, maybe bigger engines, I don't know. But the point being, the engines are all the same. Just because the body has changed doesn't change anything. Or if you want to look at gold, you could use your gold ring and turn it into a necklace. Or you could use that necklace and turn it into a bandle on your hand or something, ring on your toe or earring in your ear or a chain around your neck. But the consistency of all of that is the gold, which is you. So however you're shaped today, you can reshape that, rejig it, recreate it to get what you're looking for. That's all I'm trying to say. Thank you for the show. Thank you for calling in there, Mike, or emailing. Do we have anything else?
Christopher wrote in and he says, could you tell us a bit about your book and where I can get it?
Okay. Chris, I was just about to do that. Thank you very much for that request. My name is Barrington. You're listening to the Barrington Radio Show. I have a book out there. It's called The Awaken and Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose in life. It gives you the path and the journey that you should take to get to your true path, your purpose. Why did you come here? Because you did choose that. Awaken an Ascension Guide. You could pick that up from Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. I suppose they're both the same. And it's available for you there. It's a reasonably cost for you. And I did adjust that just so everybody can appreciate this. It's a gift that I have and I'm giving it to everybody, offering it to everybody. Please, if you can, pick it up and enjoy. It's a good read. You can also visit us at HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Every show that we've done is listed there or will be listed there soon. They're labeled. And if you have missed part of the show, if you want to tell others about it, please tap into that. HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. And find your favorite show and download and listen all you want. It's there for you to enjoy. I was talking earlier today about, first when we started the show, about feeling guilty or regrets of not looking towards the way you were raised. And I just have to emphasize that just because you were told that isn't making it accurate, but there is a goodness in every single one of these training. If it's how to pay attention, to be focused, or to realize that there's greater source out there. I think that's an amazing thing. If you realize there's a greater source out there, then you're going to make that necessary step to get to it or get connected to it. This is where spirituality comes into the play. And this is why we have the show. We want you to wake up. Wake up, everybody, and realize that you are in control. You are the boss. You're the driver of this bus. You sit in the passenger seat, and you can always, always create what you need for yourself. This is what we talk about. We talk a lot about spirituality. The reason I do that, I feel it's the totality of all the existence of our spiritual world. This is where we're trying to go. This is where we've come from. When the fish at the end of the journey will lay the eggs and in the middle of the riverbed, way up there at the end, at the birth, they will swim towards the ocean where they go out and explore and live all that they can live. And at the end of their journey, they'll return back up the river and continue the cycle. We're on a big wheel. We never leave here. There is no greater prize waiting for us over anywhere. This is our life. Be happy with it. Enjoy it. If you're saying life sucks, you're not doing the right things, because you're allowing yourself to be compared or comparing yourselves to others. Your journey is your journey, and you may never know what your purpose is unless you allow yourself to tie into your spiritual existence. If you thought your journey was to be the rock and roll superstar of our existence and it's not happening, please don't beat yourself up, because you don't know what your journey is. You haven't learned that yet. If you're living the life and you think you're poor, well, just find somebody out there who's really poor and let them show you what poor is all about. You're alive, you're living, you're existing. You're taking care of everything that you do in your path, and you should be happy. Because you don't know what your purpose is, please don't be blaming yourself that you didn't accomplish this. I found that I used to watch TV many, many, many years ago. I've not done that for over 30 years. But I find that they were telling me at this age, I should be doing that, or I could be that person, or I could be on the show. And I thought, well, no, I'm not. I'm not there. I'm here. So it was making me feel bad about the things that I haven't accomplished, because I was comparing my existence to somebody else's, my purpose to theirs. I don't know what mine is yet. Maybe it's to tell you to find yours. Maybe it's to open the door for you, to shine a light for you to walk down this path and see happiness, realizing that you are the source that exists and you are the creator of all things, and you are able or has the ability to create anything that you so choose. Be careful, though. Yeah, be very careful, because until you know what your purpose is, you might be ordering things that you have absolutely no need for. How many times have we heard of somebody who's won a lot of money in lottery or however, given some through inheritance and whatever, and they blow it, they lose it. Well, it wasn't meant to be. And they didn't go crazy. They simply are getting rid of it because it's not their thing to do. If you have a lot, that's your thing to do. That's the source, and the purpose or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish may be tied into that existence, may put you on that journey or that path or that airplane so you could get into whatever you're trying to accomplish. If you're not there, don't be comparing yourself to those who have a lot more money than you, because you don't know how they got there. You don't know what your purpose is. Maybe it was not to have any and raise a whole bunch of children, or none, or to have a lot, or to not own a car, or to own a big house, or to not own a house. These things are very confusing for all of us, but if we're sitting there and we don't have one, there's a good chance that we're not supposed to. And if you did have one and you lose it, well, there's your example right there. You're not supposed to. So find the purpose. Everyone, tie yourself into spirituality. Connect to your true existence. Connect to your true self. Learn who you are. Wake up. Just wake up. It's a simple thing to do. Just open your eyes and look at your existence and wonder. Ask yourself and be mindful that every step that you've taken thus far has led you to here, now. Every step. Look back at your life. Look back at what you've done, wherever you are. If you're incarcerated, God forbid, you had done a lot of things before you got there. And that's the journey that you are on. If you're now the minister of some church, you've also did a lot of steps. If you're playing professional ball, if you're a great mom, you've done a lot of steps to get you there. Everything that you've done so far has led you to where you are. I'm speaking to you on the radio, and I realize as far back as I can, I was giving a speech in front of the whole school before I was 10. Wow. So it's led me. My journey has guided me. Here I am. Your journey has done the same and will continue to do the same. So make sure the prize that you're looking for, your prize that you've created, the accomplishment, the goal, whatever that may be for you, is it to own 2 pairs of shoes or just to be able to walk down the street? Whatever your goal is, that's your prize. Try to accomplish it. But there isn't a plaque, a trophy, a nice cottage at the side of the river with a canoe that's waiting for you. Wouldn't that be nice? That's the thing. You will create what you want out of this life. Just learn how to do it. The tools are in your toolbox. Just learn how to use it. You are the creator of you. And last week we had a guy, somebody emailed in, and they're asking, because he was a little confused as to who created us. How were we created? Who's responsible for our existence? And I'll tell you, we're all a part of this great wave. We're all a part of this great wave that just does, you know, what the wave is doing. It's an existence. We created ourselves. We are our own creators. And where you are, you might want to say it sucked, but try to figure out why you're there. It might not be for you. What if you were to be the purpose was to be the victim of something? Or to be the wife to someone, or husband to someone, or mother to, or father to. However the case may be, I do know that my children chose me. I was able to have a conversation with them, and that's a little deep and hard to understand before they showed up and they told me why they were coming. They wanted to live. Now, my youngest son speaks like I do all the time and swears that he's going to get higher, bigger, and better, which is perfect. I didn't tell him about the not better part yet. But anyway, and I'm not saying that to be egoic. I'm simply saying that I was able to have that conversation with the children before they showed up. They don't belong to us. They don't belong to us. Just imagine you being a bus driver. And the children in the back, and you're going to take them to that thing that they're going to go to, or taxi mom or dad, or soccer mom or dad. You're just taking them to that thing that they need to go to. And your journey, your method, your approach, your neighborhood, your language, your food, your style, your everything is a good beginning for them. If I wanted to be a doctor and I was coming from the other side, I'd probably go lodge myself in a doctor's family just to get to see the adult version of it, or a pilot. Or I have to say, or, you know, house of a criminal, if that was my purpose, or wrongdoers, let's say that. Criminal sounds unfair. So this is all I'm saying, that you have the ability to create all that you want. You are your own creator. Please, everybody, I ask you, wake up. Wake up. Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show. You're listening to Barrington on Reality Radio 101. We're here every Sunday at 3 p.m. until 4. This is not an exception. We're in the middle of June, the 6th of June. We're halfway through the year almost. Wow. Really quick. And we're talking about life as we should be living it. And we should wake up. We should open our eyes. We should be the best that we can be. And I'll tell you, if you're out there doing ill things to others, you're not being your best. I don't care how you slice it, how you justify it, because you have to acknowledge the fact. And I was talking to somebody earlier about the Gita. You have to acknowledge the fact that we're equal to each. We're related to all. We're connected to everyone. I say all that simply to say, learn who you are. And if you're being mean, if you're taken advantage of and you're doing all these things to others, there's something else wrong. Somebody has fed you misinformation, because that is not supposed to happen. that is not supposed to happen. And when it comes to us and the elderly, older folks to us, they're you waiting to happen. We have this amazing ability at this point to choose how we're treated when we get there. So choose wisely. You want to be an SOB now, wait till you're an old man and you need somebody to help you. Old woman, old anybody. Now you have the ability to choose who or how you're treated. And what you put in, you will get out. What you have sown, you will reap. You will reap it. If you plant a corn, corns are going to grow. If you plant carrots, carrots are going to grow. If you're an SOB, you're going to get it back later. If you're doing wrong to others, you're going to get it back later. So start planting good things. Wish well. Wish everyone well. Happiness. Growth. All these amazing things. Because what you put in, you will get out. It's got a fancy label, and I'm sure you've heard of it. It's called karma. And boy, is she a... Do we have any more emails there, Gary?
We do. Rachel wrote in, and all Rachel says is hello from Toronto. She's enjoying the show as well. And Theo writes in, and he says, I found it very interesting when you said you were 9 years old and you talked in front of a school. Can you please embellish on that? That's very interesting and brave. And that's from Theo.
Interesting, yes. I had just come to this country and I wrote a speech about my country. And I won. And I was able to perform this in front of the school. And I thought it was kind of cool. First of all, I didn't even know I needed to be afraid or frightened or anything. I was just told, okay, well, that's a great speech. Okay, you're going to go into the gym sometime from now and you're going to perform this. I wrote a speech about my country and people loved it. And I wasn't, now I look back at, maybe I should have been nervous or afraid, but no one told me to. So therefore, I didn't act. I was just being me, as I did it at home when I was practicing with my mom. And as I did it in my classroom and I was doing it with the teachers, a teacher. And then, of course, I had to go perform this in front of the school. But fear is, I don't know if fear is necessary. I think it's a figment of your imagination. And I've heard people say they'd rather take a bullet than have to stand in front of a group of people and deliver a speech or say anything. And I've heard that many times. But what is it that you're truly afraid of? They may hear you. They may see you. But that's the whole concept. They have to hear you. That's why you're speaking. Or they have to see you for whatever message you're delivering. I wasn't afraid. I thought it was cool. And yes, I've done that throughout my entire life because it's a part of who I am. I guess I'm a teacher. And when I did my last life regressions, I realized I have been a teacher for many generations. I was 10. I wasn't 9. I was 10. That's when it happened. But regardless, that was many, many, many years ago. And I was in the country. I was just brand new to this country. But anyways, it was interesting. And of course, I'm learning new culture, new people, new faces, new food and everything else. But it was intriguing for me because I realized right then and there, or even before that, that fear just lives in the mind. It's a figment of your imagination. And please don't dwell on it and give it strength because it's not worth it. Rachel, thank you. That was for Theo and everybody else who wanted to know where I was talking to a group of people at a young age. Rachel, thank you very much for loving the show. You're from Toronto. Hey, happy Toronto, happy Sunday. And we'll be out soon. We're locked down, man. They've got us under this heavy lockdown and they're threatening to let us free in the next couple of weeks. But we're hoping for that to happen. But regardless, everybody, enjoy the day, enjoy the life, enjoy everything that you're experiencing. Because this is now, and no one really knows why we're going through this. Nobody knows why we're going through this. No one can explain it to you. Some has their own theory. It's a money grab. It's a fear factor. It's a control. Probably, but it doesn't matter. We're still going through it. Regardless of the outcome, we're going through it. And being in the midst of it and being frustrated and being angry and want to point the finger and blame is not going to make this any better for you. So, you know, realize it is what it is. It is what it is. And I will always say, and I've said many times, this too shall pass. So, Rachel, I said all that because I'm here, too. In Toronto, all our festivals have been canceled for the last couple of years. And we live to do all these fun activities in a multicultural environment that we're a part of here in Toronto, Canada. And we can't because we can't. but we can make the best of it. We don't have to dance in public. We could dance by ourselves somewhere in private and enjoy the life. Thank you very much. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for joining the Barrington Show. We've covered a couple of things today, and one of the big ones we talked about was feeling regretful for wanting to experience another way of thinking or spirituality. And the regrets does exist because we were told that if you're trying to, there should be no one else. Well, you make sure you know there is no one else. There's only one. So we're talking to the same guy. So if you're going to use the phone on the right ear or the phone on the left ear, you're still making a conversation with somebody at some point. It doesn't matter which ear the information comes into, it still records to the brain. We're talking to the same person. You shouldn't regret anything. I realized, and I said this last week, that if you are a praying person, that is your method of connecting to the source. It's working, hopefully. And if you're being legit, and please don't pray for anybody to be hurt or to be taken advantage of. Please pray for the good things. If you are going to pray, please, do not ask for nothing. Ask for strength to endure the knowledge you're going to get. Don't ask them to bring you a nice new fridge. Figure out how to get one. What is the method? Because your spiritual guide don't have a fridge factory or a car factory or any gold factory, any of those things, or money factory. But you can ask for the wisdom, how to attain it, and the strong shoulders to carry the load. If you think your life is unfair, you're too busy comparing it to somebody else's. If you think you're not up to snuff or up to par, you're not good enough, stop the comparison and understand that you are who you are. You just have to learn that. To thine own self be true. Stand up and be happy with yourself. The cover-up that you're putting on, the camouflage, as I call it, and we're trying to influence or manipulate others to like us more. Why? That is a crime within itself. Why do we need that? Why do you need that? Stand up within yourself and learn who you are. Accept who you are. That is the prize. Someone had emailed earlier and asked if there's a prize. The prize is to know thyself. The prize is to know who you are and your best way, your best journey through life. This is it. Enjoy it. And please live now. Live now. I talk a lot about meditating or connection. And now lately I've been talking about praying because I realize that we're both trying to do the same thing. Everybody that wants to connect to the original source, if you're part of the journey that we're told not to seek or to look, this is it. Take this as the gospel and that's it. Then you might want to ask why and how does that person know? And why is it that it's only one person who knows that information and others just saying, well, you know, we're over here and we're living and we're doing well. Question it. Question it. I was having a conversation earlier this morning, and the person is, I asked them what their experience and young girl and her experience in going to university is. And very great answer. The ability to experience that the way that I was taught isn't the only way. I thought that was brilliant. And she was raised in a Catholic faith, and she's learning that the way that she was taught and raised isn't the only way, and accepting the fact that there are other ways to do it. We've got about 8 minutes left to go on the show. We're going to check one more time for any emails here.
There are no emails as of this time.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. So we're again, we're back on path and we're talking about what we talk about every Sunday. The idea is to wake you up. And I just mentioned that I had a conversation with a very young lady who's young in university, and she's expressing that for the first time in her life, she's been introduced to the idea that there's another way. There are other ways. The journey begins at the North Pole. The intent is to end up at the South Pole. I'm making that part up. But it doesn't matter how you get there. You're going to run, fly, rollerblade, swim, bicycle. You're doing the same journey from start to end. How you choose or what was chosen for you is just the method that might have been easiest or most available to those that was doing the guiding. Be thankful, because in that message within itself, they're telling you that there is a destination. There is a destination. The destination is described in many different ways, but I said if we're going from point A to point B, the journey from A to B, it's going to be different for many different people based on religion, culture, all these things, but we're still just trying to get to point B. The journey is just a different method. And for you to think that yours is the right and only one might be a little bit off. Can't be. What happens to those who doesn't speak the language or understand the terrain or knows the turns or the zigs and the zags? They got to figure out their own method. And for them, probably it's about taking the train as opposed to traveling by bicycle. But the journey is the same. We're trying to get from point A to point B. That's all we ever do. From start to finish. Find your purpose and see the best way to connect to it. And if you're thinking that your method is better than the other person, I would challenge you to tell me what better is. You know, can't tell me because you just made that up. It's not possible for your method to be better than mine if we're still trying to accomplish the same. Faster? Probably. But what if my method is to be slow about it? Easier? Who's going to define that? It's irrelevant. You know, we could look at something and some guy will say building a 10-foot wall is hard. The other will say, oh, it's easy. Who's right? Well, they're both right because they've interpreted it the way they wanted to. Your method can't be better. It's just different. What will make you a lot more intelligent is to accept those who's taken a different journey than you. Learn from them. Take their steps. But if you're going to go out of your way to show or convince or to hoard or to lock or to do all these things, to prove your dominance, the crime is within that. Prove that you're better. It's not possible. Now you'll get a lot of other people who surround you who shout, yeah, this is absolutely the best. It doesn't make it such. It just means there's a lot of people out there who is convinced with promising as being a good thing. But I tell you, if you were truly happy with yourself, you'd find you wouldn't feel the need to convince others that you're happy. You would just be. If you're content, if you like who you are, it's when you don't, you take the extra steps to do the camouflage, do the cover-up, to tell the lies, which is very detrimental to you, telling the lie. Follow what is right. Do what is right. And if at any point what you're doing and you perceive this as right is causing harm to another, blocking the path of others, stopping or resisting others, no, it's not right. You've been misled, misinformed. There's something wrong with the messenger. So get another source. If the message, there's something wrong with the messenger, find another source. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show. We always talk about good health, taking good care of yourself. I was talking earlier about just wanting to go out there and keep the body happy, exercise, move about, don't sit still. The body does need movement. Even though we say exercise is so important, it is still only less than 20% of your great well-being. And the other 80% resides in the food that you're going to eat, what you're going to put into the body. That's going to make it perform at its best. It's going to make you sleep when you need to sleep. It's going to wake you up when you're finished sleeping. It's going to give you the best method to perform for the day. And then you lay down and start again. If you're laying down somewhere around 11 o'clock at night, the rejuvenation process begins. It's about the liver at first. That'll go on till maybe about 2:30, the kidney begins. And by the end of the day, it's all set. It's all fresh. It's all ready to go. And you're going to wake up somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning, 2:33, and you're at your best. You've just had the most amazing recovery process, mini recovery process that you've gone through the night. Take good care of yourself. Take good care of your bodies. Take good care of other people. Take good care of your mind and don't allow it to seep into or to allow the negativity or bad activities to seep into it. What you carry, what you say will take its own flight. And if it's of good nature, you will reap. You will reap the benefits of the good nature. And if it's not good, you're also going to reap that too. because the soil doesn't know that you've planted carrots and going to turn around and deliver beans. It won't do that. You will get back what you've put in. Be careful of what you put in. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining the show. Thank you very much for listening. You're here in Barrington on RealityRadio101.com. Thank you for tuning in. It's the 6th of June. We're broadcasting to you from Toronto, Canada, Ontario. Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I'll get that right one day. I think 43 years is not enough. Anyway, enjoy the show.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.